the countdown continues, with little more than 1,000 days left to save our planet from global warming, members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Hong Kong organized a climate change conference to inspire the public to join hands to save our planet. Held on Saturday, October 3rd, the gathering featured lectures by prominent scientists and other speakers from China, Hong Kong, and Formosa or Taiwan, as well as representatives of government, media, and nonprofit organizations. Eminent guests in attendance included Dr. Imboa Wu, Vice President of the Hong Kong Applied Science and Technology Research Institute, Reverend Feng Chi Wood of the Hong Kong Anglican Church, and Ms. Judy Chen, Chairman of the Hong Kong Ocean Park Conservation Foundation. The talks reviewed current evidence of global warming as well as the swine flu pandemic and proposed solutions. Supreme Master Qinghai accepted the invitation as the honored guest and graciously lent her presence to respond to questions from the audience via video conference. Her thoughts deeply reflected the event's theme, Global Unity, Together in Saving Lives. We now invite you to join us for part 7 of the 8-part rebroadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Global Unity, Together in Saving Lives, held on October 3, 2009 in Hong Kong.
We have another guest, Mr. Musa I. Issa. He is also a vegetarian and is the managing director and executive chair of Life Organic Vegetarian Cafe in Hong Kong.
Hello.
Hello there.
Supreme Master, I have a simple question. If feeding and saving the planet, if veganism is the solution, then how can we help make being vegan the next big trend?
Good question. Yeah, that is our concern right now, huh, Mr. Aulisa? A very nice name.
Thank you.
And you're good looking too, being a vegan and all.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
You see, look at him, huh? Up to now, many vegan people have stood up and asked questions. You see how tall, big, healthy, handsome they are? Have you? Yes?
Yes.
Good. Can you stand up again and have a look around? Do everything to advertise. That's what you wanted. Yeah. You asked me a question. How to advertise it, and you are the answer too. Okay, you're part of the answer. Now, I'm very happy with your positive approach. I'm proud of you. And thank you for being the big trend yourself. You are right. The solution to feeding and saving the planet is veganism. Now, in terms of saving the planet, I have mentioned already many times the greenhouse gas emissions from the livestock industry, which are primary cause of global warming. So if everyone in the world puts down the animal products, we will immediately have a cooler planet. Not only that, we will have greater intelligence and better health and creativity available to create more green technologies and other things that bring ease and comfort to humans and enhance our planet. And to feed the planet, vegan is also the answer because our food supply goes so much farther if it's distributed directly to people instead of going through animals first. So please tell everybody this. Put up poster in your cafe, send email, internet to explain all this to people. This is not depriving the animals either. With our livestock raising, there will be fewer cattle. Fewer pigs and goats, sheep and chickens. Yes, but the ones that are alive will have quality life, quality treatment, and will be valued rather than eaten. The male chicks will be able to live instead of being killed because they don't lay eggs. And the hens won't be mistreated with practices like debicking, which does happen even with the so-called free-range birds. Their beaks are cruelly cut off leaving the young chicks in extreme pain that you wish you don't ever have it on yourself. That has been scientifically proven even based on the type of tissue that is cut. After debicking, the birds are unable to feed properly, much less clean themselves, meaning they cannot preen themselves or engage in other natural foraging activities. A vegan world would free all birds from such shameless, senseless cruelty. And if we are not drinking milk, the cows will be able to raise their babies rather than losing the babies when they are born, with the mother painfully hooked up to a machine every day for her milk to be taken away for humans to drink until she doesn't produce enough anymore. Then she will be murdered for meat. So, Chef Alisa, to make being vegan the next big trend, we can spread this message in different ways, in all ways possible. We have Supreme Master TV, whose vegan programs and recipes you could freely use also. I'm sure you have many already. In case you want some more exotic recipes from different countries, and you can use them freely and distribute them. Yes, and they are available freely, huh? No cost. It's www.supremastertv.com/VEG. Or you can log on to any of our website or ask our association member to help you find out or download it for you. You could even broadcast the channel in your cafe. You can offer cooking classes as well. Or ask our member to help you to offer cooking classes free of charge, anytime. They'd be willing to do it. For a farther-reaching effect, you can contact government officials by writing and let them know the facts about this dire global situation, with all the information available on our website for you to download and copy and send. Along with your knowledge of a solution, you can circulate petitions to gather more support as well as distribute flyers so that more and more people are informed, you know, in your coffee shop or anytime you like and off through internet. And can also remind them to make the choice towards the life and planet-saving vegan diet. These are just some of the ways. We would be honored if you join in this noble mission, Chef Alisa. Heaven bless your noble heart and effort. Wishing you success. Big success.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master.
Let's make vegan our next big trend. Thank you very much, Mr. Alisa.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Master, our next honorable guest is Miss Hao Yuan Li, who is a vegetarian and a Chinese language teacher.
Wow, so many vegetarians today. I'm happy.
师父你好。你好。
上次电视台最近播放《食气食果》等一系列专辑，让我们对人的意志力和耐力有了新的认识。
我们靠着对上帝的信心，我们的肉体可以不依靠食物，更不需要杀生来维持。全球暖化已经造成了世界各地的极端天气，粮食危机也越来越严重。现在是不是合适的时候试着去食气食水呢？恳请师父提供建议。
好，你好，你好，谢谢好的问题，好的问题耶，
谢谢师父，
好问题 ，Yeah， thanks for bringing this interesting subject up. Your question about these exceptional personages, some holy people, yeah, the fruitarians, salarians.Breatharians, Waterians, and so on, meaning the people who do not require much to live in the physical body, sometimes just a little fruit, or sometimes a little water, or sometimes nothing, just the air, or the love of God. Okay, so now to respond to your question about whether we should all begin such a practice as eating air, Breatharian meaning eating air to live.That is not really necessary yet. Besides, I don't think anybody would like to listen to me sitting here telling them, please don't eat anything anymore from today, just take air. I think they will not like to hear that. You see, we show all kind of possibilities on the Supreme Master television. Sometimes I see something interesting, so I advise them to please show it to other people for knowledge, yes, to widen our horizon of knowing different things. And then maybe we could like to make different choices accordingly. But I would not advise all the people to be breatharian, meaning eating air to live. Because first of all, they are not even familiar with vegetarian or vegan diet yet.It's so difficult already to tell them to eat vegetable and to eat vegetable protein, even healthier, happier, cheaper, and good for the planet. It's still so not easy to tell them already. Now, if you tell me to advise them to be just eating air to live, I think I'd be out of here in 2 seconds. Let's be more lenient, more practical. You know, take it slowly, one step at a time.You see? Now, if you are vegetarian, I'm better vegan, I'm already very grateful. The whole planet will be thankful to you already. Because we can't just be breatharian overnight like this. Yes? We don't even have time to practice that so quick. And then we sort of expert guidance, yes? Have to have expert guidance.To be safe, okay? If just overnight or over a few days you turn into a breatharian, then maybe you won't be able to survive. Yeah, it needs strong willpower. Yes, strong willpower, expert guidance, and great motivation behind your decision to become a breatharian. Because we human has been used to with eating to survive. We also have been used to with the pleasureputting something into our palate. You see, when the baby was born, the first thing they do is using their mouth to taste everything, yeah, to get to know things around them. Yes. And then slowly the parents give them food and acquaint us with the pleasure of eating. So overnight, or even over months or years, it's not easy for a human being to immediately quit this pleasure.Not just because of survival only, but the pleasure of eating. That's the problem, okay? Now, as I mentioned earlier, the organic vegan diet is the key to cooling the planet enough so that we can go forward as a global society and enough so that we can buy time to invent a more green technology to make our life comfortable and to grow more abundant food, safe food,and a happy life for everybody, yes? But of course, if you want to explore one of these non-food alternatives, like a breatharian, then please do find some expert to guide you, okay? And strictly adhere to the guidance. Otherwise, like everything else in life, if we don't do it conscientiously, we might backfire and endanger ourselves, yes, or others, yes. Now, good luck and much joy to you in experimenting different way of life. We only put it on television so that people have more knowledge about different things that maybe they have not encountered before, or maybe they have not think about it before. Some people don't know that breatharian exists, but they do exist. A lot of them, and they're still alive even. Not like centuries ago, or some holy nun in the monastery, or some holy monk who do retreat in a remote area, or something, but some living, breathing, walking, you know, bodies next door. Yeah, some even personal fitness training teacher, meaning physical, tough guy, with a lot of muscle and some tattoo to boots. Yes, they are practical people. And even a doctor, Dr. Barbara Moore. She's a medical doctor even. She also went without food for years, for a long time, until she had an accident and left our world. You see, these are people just for us to study, yes, to know that there are such things exist beyond our physical day-to-day life habit. I just show that so that people know that even without food, we could survive if we want to. Not to talk about changing a piece of meat into a piece of tofu or a piece of a gluten vegetable hamburger. Yes, but we don't have to go to the extreme yet. If you like to, you can, yeah? But be careful. Have an expert guidance. There are some teachers about that. You can find out on our SupremeMasterTV.com as well. Yes? But we don't have to. For the majority of people, don't have to.
Thank you, Master, for your clear guidance on this topic. Thank you, Ms. Hao.
Vegetarianism in Religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasitigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasitigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, And if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
And now we have our last questions coming from Mr. Cho Henry Hong Hui, who is a veteran translator, specialized in lip-sync translation.
Good afternoon, Supreme Master. I'm glad to be here today to share this message of global warming warning. Now, individuals like every one of us here are weak. The enterprise takes a much stronger position. Now, under these circumstances, how can we make people around the world be aware of this chaotic change in climate and take action to work together to revert this situation? Thank you.
Ah, hello. Mr. Cho, yes. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being concerned and taking your time to come and share your worry with us. You look good. You look good. How do we make other people aware of this situation, huh? Yes. I think we can help reverse global warming by many kinds of activities besides word of mouth to spread the needed message. First of all, Mr. Cho, please become vegan yourself, or if you are already, thank you. As I have described previously, this is the simplest and most effective way to stabilize the planet and to cool down the climate change. And that way, you have the solution with you already. And then you can, by example, spread the news to everyone around. You are part of the solution and are thus and even more effective in helping others to change. You can then gather together with those who feel as you do, same-minded, and can reach even more people that way. I hope the government will help us But if not, we people have to do it. We have to do it as individual. For example, you can distribute materials such as the SOS flyers that are freely available through SupremeMasterTV.com. If you need help with any like this, please let our association members know, and someone will assist you gladly. Otherwise, you can help to raise awareness of the planet's perilous state, include conferences such as the one we're doing today, as well as contacting the media and the government, asking them to help with change, which are ideal because of their more far-reaching influence and power. But sometimes we must also help them understand the true situation so they can report and pass measures more urgently, since we don't have much time. I wrote to many government agency officials and leader of the state. Some of them are not even aware of such a dire situation. Yes, you'll be surprised. Because they put priority elsewhere and they busy themselves with other state affairs. So the one thing to remember, Mr. Cho, is that the people who do not appear to be acting in the best interest of the planet right now may simply be because they are unaware. So we have to inform them of how quickly we need to act and to let them know the most effective way to take action. People are often open to change once they understand. This is a good time to introspect and realize the value of our relationship with humans and other beings. As part of this realization, we should also repent and request forgiveness for causing suffering for the earth and her inhabitants. We request the help of heaven to help awaken humanity in time to save the planet, to help humanity to understand that compassion is the only way to save the planet. Compassion in action. No killing of any kind. Live and let live. Leave the animals, love them, protect them. Don't eat them. We also should convey our gratitude for all the love in our lives. We should thank God and thank heaven, and thank the people who have cared for us, and thank our animal, our world co-citizens, for their pure love and invisible helping and blessing through their presence as well. Because love is really the basis for all of this. Compassion is the answer. If everyone shows our love for all beings through the vegan diet, we can even save an entire world. Thank you again for your effort, Mr. Cho.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Supreme Master, for inviting us to act quickly. And thank you, Mr. Cho, Henry, for this essential question.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually.
In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Maybe one day we not only realize that we can survive on a vegan diet, but we will even realize that we don't even need food at all. As the whole planet population, we will have more time to create many things instead of occupying ourselves with planting, cultivating, eating, cooking. Maybe one day our planet will evolve in such a stage, as Ms. Yuan have asked, whether or not we should all turn into breatharian. Maybe that day will come, Ms. Yuan, huh? Yeah. Maybe that day will come. But first we begin with vegan, huh? Yes, one step at a time. And even if we don't turn all into breatharian, vegan is okay. Vegan is very okay already. Very happy lifestyle and very pleasing to heaven. Remember in the Bible, if you are Catholic, God said that He made all the fruits, the herbs in the field, that it pleasant to the eyes and good to the taste. That shall be our food. So if God allows us to eat that, then we could be vegetarian and vegan. Yeah, just leave the animals alone. That's all we have to do. A small change. Instead of meat, we throw a piece of tofu in the pan. Simple, healthy, happy. Thank you, all of you. Can we become vegan today? Yes or no?
Yes.
Wow, wonderful. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, all the good people.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master.
Master Ching Hai 嘅呼籲咧，係呢個 Save the Planet 咁樣咧。咁我哋覺得咧，就係身為一份子咧，我哋應該係盡呢個綿力咧，去救呢個 planet。我自己都有個體會咧，因為雖然我唔係呢個 vegetarian 啊，咁但係咧，我會係好努力。我覺得佢好偉大。同埋咧，就係、作出好大嘅 effort 咧，係去點樣 promote 呢個 save the planet 呢個嘅 culture。咁我相信咧，我哋翻到澳門咧，我哋作為一份子咧，我哋都會希望可以帶動呢個文化翻到去我哋嗰度。Be veg, go green and save the planet。
青海无上师他在全球范围内做了很多这样的活动，那他主题都是吃全素环保救地球。那这个活动本身我们觉得就是说非常的不容易，因为在现在这个全球变暖这个这么严峻的一个情况下，青海无上师有这样的勇气来推进这些活动呢，我们觉得就是很感动。尤其是今天我们也见到了其他各个行业的一个特别优秀的一些人一起来跟我们参加这样的一个活动，我们觉得很受鼓舞。那我也让我们在之后的推广素食环保的一个过程当中也更有勇气同时也更有智慧来推广这样的一个事情。
I am Karen Puswani. I have been vegetarian for the last 25 years. It feels good to be vegetarian and very nice.
Hello, I'm Seema Mehetani and I'm vegetarian most years of my life. And I feel really great and I feel the inner power coming from the vegetarianism. I feel the whole world should turn vegetarian because I feel killing is not good.And when we eat those killed animals, we make our stomach a graveyard, which is supposed to be a temple and not a graveyard. I feel Supreme Master Chiang Hai is doing a very good thing. I truly support her and I hope the whole world turns vegetarian.
One day I hope the whole world is vegetarian. Being vegetarian is the best thing and the healthiest thing in the world.
It was a joy having you with us today for Words of Wisdom, part 8 of this rebroadcast of the live video conference, Global Unity Together in Saving Lives, with guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, will air tomorrow, so please tune in to Supreme Master Television. Up next is music and poetry, right after noteworthy news. May you have a blissful life under God's loving grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW